Welcome, everyone, to the magical world of numbers. I'm your host, Elizabeth Summers. I'm an esoteric numerologist, numerologist who uses the ancient number codes, but interprets them, looks at them from a spiritual viewpoint, all about you. I'm a student of astrology. I'd never call myself an astrologer, but I study it. And I'm an ancient tarot card interpreter. And each week in the magical world of numbers, I bundle it all together to help you understand little bits and pieces about who you are. You know, I've had many people say to me, oh, I'm a 6, I'm a 3, I'm a 4, because they do those little doodly things on the internet where you add your month, day, and year of birth together, and that gives them that number, and I just like, but the bottom line is you are a puzzle. You are a composite. You have bits and pieces, an emotional part of you, a spiritual part of you, a past life part of you, a future part of you. And esoteric numerology can give you very practical guidance and insight about each part of you. The work that I do is thousands of years old. And numerology, and especially esoteric numerology, is thousands of years old codes. The numbers themselves have no power. They're simply like a stenographer's shorthand, codes of information that I know just from years of study. And it is my passion. And I love to learn more about it. I'm studying all the time because, you know, we never know all that we need to know. And one never knows when a client is going to come to me and something that I have studied will be able to help them remove fears, help them understand who they are, why some things are happening to them, and allow them to move forward in their life in peace and in joy. If you think that this work is so magical in its information, then I'd love for you to check out my website, Elizabeth Summers, like the season, .com. And there is a readings and channelings tab. Click on it and see the various types of readings that I do for people, private readings. While you're on that website, on the homepage, is an explanation of numerology per se and what the basic Western numerology codes of 1 through 9 mean. And I pretty much talk about those codes on my radio show here with you when we visit the magical world of numbers. But when I do my big readings, I use several different ancient number systems. One of them is 5,000 years old. And it takes me way down deep into the soul's memory bank of issues and helps to give insight as to what is going on from the soul's perspective. You know, you can also just order free of charge by sending me an email my monthly newsletter called Little Bits of Numbers. 6-7 pages. June just went out. You can still get June. That talks about astrology. We're moving into a Mercury retrograde, which I will be talking about very briefly. And it is filled with websites and books to read and what have you. Because as I go through the month and come across information as I research, I think very practically. I don't like these folks that are just so non-grounded, so woo-woo, if you will, that you walk away scratching your head saying, how does that work into my life as a practical human being? We have to kind of meet people where we are first, get that all straightened out, and then they can move on to higher energies of understanding. And so, in the newsletter, Little Bits of Numbers, all you have to do is click that contact button, say, Elizabeth, sign me up, and it's done. And you'll know it's done because I always send back a little note telling you that got it. It's done. Before I talk to you today, in a continuation of the series that I've been talking to you for many, many, many weeks, which is the birthday number that you might be. Because your birthday number is very important for you to know about. Because it reflects your temperament. It reflects your attitudes. It reflects, to some portion, the types of careers that you should choose. And so know that I am today going to work on, perhaps, hopefully, depending on how much I talk here, finish up birthday number, personality number of anyone who has a birthday number of an 8. Your birthday number, if it's a double number, adds down to an 8, 17, 8, and 26, 8. But before I begin to talk to you about that, and be sure you have your pencils and papers out, because lots of notes about temperament. You know, it might not be you that I'm talking about today. Maybe I've already talked about you and your temperament and the pros and the cons of your temperament. But maybe it's your partner. Maybe it's one of your children. Maybe it's a coworker or your mom or your dad, and it helps you understand more about them and why they're behaving the way they're behaving. Understanding the meaning behind the digit that we call a numeral, what you write down on the paper is called a numeral. The word number explains the meaning behind that digit that you work down. And once you understand or have information about what it stands for, it is like magic. It's like little light bulb moments. Oh, yeah, you're right. I see that. It's like magic. Starting around June 12th, all the way to July 9th. And anyone who deals with computers and anything electronic needs to perk up its ears. We are moving into a time frame that affects everyone in the whole universe energetically. Some more so than others, depending upon where the planet Mercury is in your chart. And where we see Mercury in your individual chart, but everyone is affected by the planet Mercury, and Mercury rules communications of all kinds, wills and legal papers and contracts, and talking to each other is going to be really a big communication issue for the next 5-6 weeks, because this Mercury retrograde. See, Mercury is a planet and usually goes round and round and around in the universe. But 3-4 times a year, it stops, thinks about energetically what it's doing, and starts going energetically backwards. I'm simplifying it, of course, but basically this is how it works. And therefore what it does in the time frames that we are experiencing what is called a Mercury retrograde, and I write about it in my newsletter, Little Bits of Numbers, that's yours for free, says, well, Nellie, this is a time to stop, look at our lives, redo things that need to be redone. It is in the sign of Cancer, so we're going to be dealing with home, family, relationship situations. And during a Mercury retrograde, no matter where it is, 3-4 times a year, it is not a time to install new computer product. Computers can go wacko because it's dealing with electronics. It's an energy that's influencing here. Checks are not in the mail. There can be a slowdown in any type of relationship situations. There can be initially some fighting and carrying on going on. It's all about snafus in communication. So know that anything that was started before June 12th, okay, to finish, just be real cautious. Be sure you read it and read it and read it and cross every T and dot every I. And then if you can in any way wait until July 15th or so, after that, to sign any important papers, do anything important, and what have you, wait. Car problems. I had a flat tire. I can't remember when I last time I had a flat tire. I had a flat tire on Sunday. Car problems just get strange. So look after your car, look after your computer, and be patient. Work things through slowly. Mercury retrograde can make some people a little weird. Today we're going to begin to talk about the birthday number 8. And anyone whose birthday number adds to an 8. Now, 8 is a little toughy. 8 is an energy that is represented by Saturn. Saturn is the drill instructor in the universe. It says you are not going to get anything in your life that you have not worked for. Energy in, energy out. That's Saturn. Saturn is also called the Lord of Karma. And in my June newsletter, I have a very nice lengthy article to help clarify for my readers the concept about karma, because karma is not a punishment. It's a refurbishing of an attitude that was inappropriate in other lifetimes and is being restructured and refurbished in this lifetime, but the only way you're able to do that is see where you vent upon you or in your environment where you perhaps didn't have a good attitude in another lifetime. So whenever the number 8 is in play, either in a time frame chart reading where it's going to come, it's going to go, or in a somewhat permanent time of a person's life that a birthday number covers, which generally speaking is from 30 years of age to 55 years of age, give or take a year. It just showers down on top of it. The number 8 is very practical. It is very organizational. It is very managerial. This is not a fluff temperament. It is very dealing with the head, practical, thinking, planning, organizing. Now, if that's your temperament and your partner's temperament is a 3 or a 6, which is all heart, which is all scattered, which is all emotion, you can see where these two temperaments in a partnership that are opposite ends of the energy pole might have to work with each other. So there are some energy temperaments that are just naturally more compatible with each other than others. For instance, if a person's birthday number adds to a 3 or a 6 or a 9, this is a birthday temperament that's inspirational, very spiritual, very artistic, very creative. So in a partnership, it would be good if your partner's birthday number added to a 3 or a 6 or a 9 also. Because then it would be a little bit easier, perhaps, for the temperaments to mesh together, because they're both inspirational, spiritual, and artistic. Maybe not terribly practical, maybe not terribly grounded and functional, but they're happy people. They love cooking and home and family and all that kind of good stuff. Now, what if a person's birthday number is a one, adds to a one, adds to a five, adds to a seven. This temperament is scientific, very technological, intellectual. See, you can hear in there. There's not a lot of emotion. Scientific, technological, intellectual. This person is up in their brain thinking as a temperament. They're also very introspective. They're moody. They kind of possibly can go off and pout or try to escape, actually. The number five can just, like, take off. So that's a nice compatible temperament. But you can see if a 1, 5, and 7 hooks up with a 3, 6, and 9, well, we might have a little bit of work to do when it comes to compassion and understanding. And then we move to the third combination of temperaments and compatibility. Birthday numbers that add to a 2, 4, and here's our buddy of the day, 8. 2 fours and eights click. They're very business-oriented. They're very money-oriented. They're very managerial-oriented. And so, this would be an excellent partnership together when it comes to business. The problem is, 2 fours and eights, and fours and eights more so than the two. The two is a little bit of a follower. But the two pays attention to detail. And the four says, all right, give me the details and I will put it in order. And the eight says, and I'll be the manager of all of you. And that's who we're going to talk about today. The birthday number 8, whether it's an 8, a 17-8, a 26-8, is really capable in the business world and can handle money and large projects like a piece of cake. Large projects. And they are very eager. Very eager to have success, very success-oriented, especially, and this is where it gets, the temperament of a 26 into some difficulty, either in other lifetimes and a cautionary tale in this lifetime. I'll talk to you about that. If your birthday number is 26, you stay tuned and keep your ears perked up. I might be able to prevent some nastiness in the future for you. Because the number 8 is very interested in material wealth. Not spiritual, material wealth. They're very ambitious and confident and authoritative. Sometimes you just want to slap them. And other people, therefore, can be very intimidated by what they perceive to be their power. The number 8 represents power. 8 equals power. And this temperament loves power. They love to be the manager, the CEO, the CFO. And they love material wealth, building the big mansion of a house as a monument to themselves of what they have accomplished. Look at me, I'm Sandra D. I have the wealth to afford this big house. Whatever. Needless to say, they will want to be the boss. These folks are not followers. These are the bosses, the managers. Now, they don't have to necessarily be self-employed, although this temperament is very good for self-employment, but they can be a manager, a supervisor, any positions in even larger corporations that have that sort of authoritative position connected to it. They have good temperaments for that. And when it comes to relationships or marriages, folks, the same holds true. They like to be the boss. They like to be the managers, and they usually connect with people that they can boss around. They draw to themselves these little followers. So what if your birthday number is a plain old simple 8? This temperament is really highly managerial, very executive in its approach, very businesslike. It must, there's no second guessing it, it must be in a position of power, of authority, in order for it really to be a happy camper. The number 8, and this is this what I'm saying here about the plain old simple number 8 birthday number, applies to 17 and applies to 26. But 17 and 26 have some additional wrinkles, if you will. The number 8 temperament is a fine judge of character and really knows how to use money. The number 8 has a solid value system. It is very ambitious. It has a desire for security, stability. Harry Truman was born on the 8th. Love the land. Now, the little negative here, which applies to all the birthday numbers connected to the number 8, the little flip side says that they really need to guard against being really domineering, being so overzealous in their tendencies to achieve. Because this, folks, is a goal-oriented person. That's not a bad thing, and we all need our goals. It is how we go about achieving our goals that is the crux of the issue. We cannot trample others in order to achieve our material accomplishments, which now takes us to the birthday number of a 17. Now, the number 17 indicates, again, someone who's really capable in the business world. But that one, whenever we have a double number, it's called a compound number. Whenever we have a compound number, whatever number that comes first leads the way, is the head of the caravan energetically. So the number 17 has the lead-off number of a 1, of leadership. But also the number 1 is very inventive. It has the potential to have original approaches to situations. And in the negative part of that number 1, it absolutely can be extremely self-centered. You talk about, look at me, I'm Sandra D., right here, the number 1. Sometimes this 17 birthday number can become very introspective. That's the number 7. Be very moody, very distant, very remote, standoffish. Give off an energy as though they're kind of cold. They don't care. They really do, but they just don't give that off. So in the early years of birth, say late 20s and especially in the 30s, this temperament has difficulties in relationships. The weak point of the number 17 is relationships and not wanting to take responsibility for its own self. The number 17 is kind of a conservative vibration. It likes to work alone. Leave me alone. That's that 7. Greta Garbo number. I want to be alone. So it likes to work alone, even in large organizations, or even when it's in a position of power. This is the boss that'll keep his door closed. The number 17 usually likes to be its own boss. And if it's not its own boss, it will be an assistant to the boss. It likes to sit metaphorically at the right hand of authority, if you will. It's pretty fixed and set in its ways. And it carries kind of a shrewd, yet honest, all right, honest response to situations that, you know, we're up one minute, we're down another. It goes back and forth, back and forth. It vacillates in its temperament. In one minute it's up, another minute it's down. One minute it's very thrifty, another minute it's very extravagant. Now the 7 in that number 17, the number 7 is one of the numbers about writing, manually writing, creative writing. So the number 17 really possesses excellent writing abilities along with, which is kind of creative, along with an analytical mind. So package it all together, the 17 can really achieve success as an executive, as an accountant, as a publisher. The number 17 has to kind of watch out for partnerships. Not so great with partnerships. The number 17, and the weak point comes from when I subtract, 1 from 7, 6, has to do with, in its early years, in its early temperament years, 20s and 30s particularly, it frequently draws in partnerships, in relationships, because it doesn't want to take responsibility for its own life, so it draws to itself a stronger person. And it doesn't work. It has to take care of itself. So partnerships, marital partnerships, business partnerships, can be a thorn in the side of the number 17 until it gets about around the age of 46 years of age. The number 17 in ancient tarot card interpretations is the fabulous star card. The ancient card shows an angelic type being who is bending over dealing with water in the car, on the card. Water is emotion. The earth is there as a garden, and surrounding the character are stars, which represent the spiritual life. It is not uncommon for anyone who has the number 17 birthday number to experience significant financial difficulties in its early ages of the middle lane of life, which extends from 30 to 55. Because the number 8, 17 adds to an 8, is about power. And power always starts from the level of emotional empowerment first. And then, as we accomplish our emotional empowerment by working ourselves, paying our own bills, achieving ourselves, taking responsibility for our own self, then the universe and Saturn, the drill instructor in the universe, said, okay, now we're going to send you off to officer's candidate school, metaphorically speaking. And we'll go to the next step. And that next step doesn't usually kick in. Usually. Kick in until the 40s. A lot of people with 17, 8 birthday numbers file bankruptcy because they have not handled their power. They got involved in partnerships because they wanted to shirk their responsibilities. Bankruptcy. Then they get themselves together. They build themselves back up. and the wonderful star card, and Saturn says, through your own work and empowerment, well done, good and faithful servant. And all the positive aspects, the material accomplishments, begin to kick in for the number 17, and it comes with a new lease on life. The out of balance usually begins to kick in the early 30s and really at age 37. But as one gets to age 46, give or take, they then will begin to go to the positive flip side of the number 8 and achieve positively, if they've come out of boot camp, okay, in the material world. So this number of 17 should actually strive to be the boss and to get others to oversee details of the operation, but still take responsibility for their own resources, both emotional and material. So now the number 8 ratchets up another octave, gets more intense, and moves on to another compound number of a 26, which adds to an 8. And here we have the number 2 leading the way. We have a 6 in here. And all this fits into the number 8. The number 26 in tarot cards is the page of wands connected to career, messages connected to career, and generally speaking, positive good news connected to career. The number 26 is a karmic number. It has caution connected to it. The number 26 is connected to partnerships. Remember I said 17, caution about partnerships. 26 usually is connected to partnerships. That's the 2. Now this compound number, kind of in a strange way, is a unique kind of power. And it has a power that's based on compassion and unselfishness. That's the number 6. It has the ability to help other people, but strangely enough, it can't always help itself. The number 26 temperament is full of contradictions. The number 26 warns of dangers, disappointments, failure, especially regarding ambitions. Why? Because they allow themselves to be given bad advice. The disappointments and failures come from the people they hang out with. They draw to themselves in the early stages unhappy partnerships of all kinds. 26-8 is a karmic number. When I subtract the 2 from the 6 of the number 26, I get the weak point, which is 4. And 4 has to do with organization, laying the groundwork, being focused, work. So, connected to the number 26 indicates that in other lifetimes, your soul was in partnerships with people where the foundation was not laid down properly. It was not organized properly. Bad advice was used. And possibly people suffered. All of that comes reaping into this lifetime. And the 26, although it is really a good vibration eventually, draws to itself vibrationally because the universal law of attraction kicks in and needs to clear away the junk before success comes along. Remember I said, eight, Lord of Karma, you ain't getting anything you have not worked for in this lifetime or other lifetimes. And so if this number is a highly outcome successful number, you cannot build your house on sand in this lifetime. And in order for you to restructure your temperament in how you do business and in partnerships this time around, the soul experiences and drags in here partnerships again that were not spiffy doodle, that were not organized. And if we continue to choose the softer, easier way and not take our power, eight, and work and lay down a structured new foundation for ourselves in our businesses and in our material world, then initially there is failure because you are dealing with the same partners and energies of other lifetimes that have come in to get you to redo what was not done properly in previous incarnations. When this person with the 26-8 comes in here, and it can't be altered, I mean, it chooses to be born on this day for various reasons. Therefore, it is counseled not to get involved in partnerships until later on, if ever, and to try to work its career alone. Listening to the intuition, if you will, that two and that six is highly intuitive, and apply it to the business world. You don't need partnerships that can create material loss. Follow your hunches. 26 of all of the eight has the best hunches, the best intuition. 26 people should begin at once, right out of the box, as they rotate, starting 30, 31, 32, right out of the box, they should start to stabilize their income, save their money, not behave in some extravagant manner, or invest in other people's ideas. That's what got them in karmic trouble. They need to invest in their own future. Now, because this is a very wealthy, potentially very wealthy vibration, 26-8, they need to be generous with other people, especially those in need. But they also need to build a solid foundation for themselves. This 26-8 is great when it comes to large corporations and organizations, especially those that kind of specialize in artistic and creative projects that deal with humanity and humanity's desire to make things better, to deal with the material things, the comforts of life. The six of the 26 is the energy of Venus, the goddess of love and home and family and beauty and nice finances. She rules Taurus, that loves the good life. And so the 26-8 has a natural tendency to love the good life and the beauty connected to the artistic, to the comfortable, to the good food. It concentrates more, this temperament of a 26-8 concentrates more on family and loved ones, and is really a generous temperament. It has to kind of guard against seesaw emotions, up one day, down the other. Not as moody as maybe the 17 would be. When their relationships are cattywampus, when their relationships, home, family, business relationships, are disruptive, The 26th temperament will do whatever it takes to bring that all into serenity. And sometimes they live a little bit too much in the past. They kind of need to get over their big selves. No living in the past, because that living in the past, first of all, it's over. Been there, done that. We don't wear our prom dresses anymore or our lettered leather jackets from high school anymore. Why are our thought patterns always in the past? 26-8. There is only this moment of time. So it's kind of a nice, powerful temperament. Finally, we come to the very end. We come to the temperament of the number 9. And the number 9 has 4 what are called octaves. 9, 18, 03, 18, 9, and 27, 9. The number 9 is that of a humanitarian, no matter whether it's a 9, 18, 9, or 27, 9. But again, 9 is 9 is 9. It lays down the foundation of all of the temperaments, those 3 temperaments, and then the double numbers give it a different kind of wrinkle, as you have heard already. So the number 9, energy of humanitarianism. Now, in the Pythagorean system, which we're talking about today, Pythagoras used the number 9s as an energy that totally encompasses all of the temperaments. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And 9 is the whole kit and caboodle, all wrapped up in one temperament, one energy. And it has various parts. Sometimes it behaves as a 1, sometimes a 2, sometimes a 6, sometimes a 7. Can you imagine what fun it is to live with someone who has a 9 temperament? Generally speaking, the number 9 person is very broad-minded, very tolerant, generous, sensitive, creative, and has a unique kind of approach in finding solutions to problems. In tarot cards, the number 9 is the hermit card, who's holding a lantern and telling us that all the answers are within. Use the light of within and your inner voice to guide you. The number 9 in astrology is Mars, the god of war, drama, theatrics. And when people are moving through a 9 personal year, or if they're moving through a 9 day or a month or a quadrant, I always tell them, be cool, be neutral and detached, don't buy into the emotions, don't get yourselves all theatrically worked up. Because sometimes people who have too many 9s in their birth name, too many letters that have 9 equivalents, flip out of humanitarianism and into control. They like to control. And one of the ways they like to control is through drama, through theatrics. So the 9 temperament of all 3 9s, can be very philanthropic, very humanitarian nature. And they soul search a lot. They soul search. How can I make the world a better place? So the number 9 has this humanitarian impulse. And it is the energy of a dreamer, of a compassionate, broad-minded heart who likes to think big, if you will. Very idealistic, not always practical, because remember, 3, 6, and 9 are the heart energies, the emotional energies. Oh, they can be a bit dramatic, quite frankly, but also very literary and artistic and generous, and they love to travel. especially travel to where there are new and different people, foreign people. The ninth house is the house of foreigners in astrology. Their love is a universal love. Love everybody. Love, 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 love everybody versus a personal love. Now, that's not a bad thing. They have their personal loves, but they emphasize a bigger universal love. And they can become greatly disappointed. And when they love universally and not personally, there's loss. There's disappointment, and there is separation. The number nine birthday person is advised to avoid marriage and live on a higher level, because this number nine is an energy of endings, finishing, and completions. And married life can be disappointing. It is quite common between the ages of 30 and 55 with someone who has a number 9 temperament for them to draw into this lifetime old loves from other lifetimes who have shown up in their life in this time to finish up what didn't get finished up before. And they show up, and then they come, and they go. The number 9 is temporary. Whenever the number 9, whether it's 9, 18, 27, 9, people come and go, situations come and go, jobs come and go, come and go. Everything is temporary because it's a finishing cycle. The number 9 can be very strong-willed, very determined, very independent. And their greatness is achieved by serving other people. Serving other people. How may I serve? And their greatness comes from understanding other people's needs and by finishing projects before they start new ones. Now, what if your birthday number is an 18-9? 18-9 is a person who can work well with other people but really has to preserve its own independence. That's that number one, independence. The 18 temperament is very broad-minded and tolerant and generous. It's very creative and imaginative and very idealistic. And the cool thing is, it can inspire other people. How cool is that? It has a temperament that can inspire other people so that when other people leave their presence, they feel better for having known the 18 temperament person. They're inspired to take their power and do better. They have outstanding, excellent potential for achievement and financial success. Hello? This 18 temperament person is driven for financial gain, is driven for achievement that comes from being an executive, from being a manager, see the 8 in their manager, for being administrative. Number 9s are great administrators of large corporations because they know how to work with people. They can be very emotional and practical and rational and friendly. I mean, these are not sticky wicked temperaments. They're friendly and helpful, as they are philanthropic, as long as they do not, under the guise of service, of volunteering, of humanitarianism, attempt to manipulate and control the situation to be what they want them to be, want it to be, under the guise of being Mrs. Nice Person, Mr. Nice Guy. That is a deep, subconscious, inadequate, no, I would say it's a deep subconscious fear of inadequacy, of a need for external approval that is forcing this temperament under the guise of being nice to control any situation. The number 18 temperament is known as a temperament that gives wise advice. Now, it's dramatic. It's artistic. It loves to travel. And it can really feel held back due to maybe having to care for someone who's sick or someone who's elderly. You know, they can help for so much, but then it becomes a burden to this temperament. But nevertheless, greatness absolutely can be expected. They'll help, but, you know, they can only help for so long. This number 18 needs to kind of be careful that they don't appear to be overzealous or money hungry or excessively critical of other people. Unfortunately, romance and marriage can be disappointing unless the person with the 18 birthday number attempts to learn to live for other people. The number 27 is a temperament that is very analytical, very intuitive, has original creative ideas, but can also appear to be kind of a detached and secretive. It holds all of its feelings inward. Sometimes it feels like it's, oh, poor me, I'm a sacrificial lamb. But generally speaking, the number 27, which in tarot cards is the Ace of Wands, the hand of God, services humanity on a large scale. We see many doctors, medical people, Mother Teresa types, with the temperament of a 27. They enjoy partnerships, but they need their alone time. And so you can see, if you have listened for the last several weeks, the importance of the temperament, of knowing what each temperament says. Because it will help you with your partnerships. It will help you with your interactions of everyone in life. When I'm out amongst people and socializing, I eventually get around to just finding out what their birthday number is. Because then I know what I'm really dealing with. Can't fool Elizabeth. I'd love for you to go to my website, ElizabethSummers.com. Click on that readings and channelings and see what it is that you have need for. How may I help you? Becomes my phrase. How may I help you be the best you that you can be using my gifts and tools? By all means, order my, or ask to be signed up for my free Little Bits and Numbers newsletter, and do come visit with me again. Every week I think about you, how I may help you. Send me an email if we need to chat, and know that all my work is totally done with you in mind. And so until next week, when we, one more time, visit in the magical world of numbers, know that I send you God's white light and His peace and His harmony. Know that I send you all good wishes and all good things. And thank you once again for visiting with me in the magical world of numbers. Radio.